Warning! The following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
It's Tuesday. Welcome to the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. Hello, everybody.
This time they're going to win.
We'll see. We'll see. That's six games in a row. Listen, I'm more concerned right now that you're going to get a ticket. That to me is more concerning than whatever the Rockies do, because I think you're wrong.
We got 2 hours to wait, and then we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out in 2 hours.
We're fixing to find out.
What time did you park it there? 6 o'clock?
6:30? After six.
Okay, so it was after six.
Yeah.
So by the time we get off the air, you'll have been parked there for at least 3 hours. More like 3.5.
Yeah, probably. But I may go down early.
Well, we do get a break. We get like a 3.5 minute break, 4 minute break.
Well, I'll read it. But I'm confident that in some places when it says after six, it just means after six, you don't have to pay.
Well, it might be different down in this part of downtown.
It is. I mean, it's like the same thing as on Sundays.
See,
you do not have to pay a meter on Sunday.
You clearly have been away for a while.
That was like the 90s.
Yeah, because there are parts in downtown Denver where you have to pay even on Sundays.
Yes, like Larimer. I come down every once in a while now, or up, I guess I should say.
Just saying, you've been in suburbia for a long time. It's a different place down here now. It's meaner, grittier.
The gritty streets.
The gritty streets of downtown Denver, where the parking guys have no mercy.
No mercy.
They do have no mercy, but they also have to go home to their families. Whichever families they have. You know, the ones that they keep locked up in the basement.
It's not like they've got 10 parking guys that work all the time. They've got a whole shift of people that work in the mornings, and they have a shift of people who work in the evenings and afternoons.
Hey, we got fun.
So, I mean, you know, there are people who don't have families who don't mind working till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Just anything not to be with their families.
I said there are people who don't have families.
I know, I understand.
Who don't mind working till 2 o'clock in the morning. And there are probably people with families who don't mind working till 2 o'clock in the morning because it gets them away from their families.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
I love my family.
Well, good. Good. But you took this gig, which specifically pulls you away from your family.
Yeah, it's the price I have to pay not to have to feed the kids and get them ready for bed and put them to bed.
Well, you deal with them all day.
Well, I do. I actually have to get up in the morning and get them dressed and get them to daycare, and then they spend all day in daycare.
So wait a minute. They're not in school.
No, they're 3 and 1.
Okay, so you take them to daycare.
Yeah.
While you nap.
No, I don't nap. I work.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the price of success.
I work. Says the man who every other day is like, so I was at a bar this afternoon.
Working.
Doing some stuff.
Working.
Test tasting tequila.
Working.
Yeah.
Working. I'm going to be a tequila sommelier.
Okay.
Or do you know what they call tequila sommeliers?
Drunk. Drunk.
That was better than what I was going to say. I was going to say they call themselves.
So there's a Popeye's chicken commercial out there now?
Yep. Popeye's chicken and rough and no,
and
it's not
she's, and they're on like a they're like on a boat.
Okay.
And she's talking about her butterfly shrimp.
Okay.
And it's two kids, a wife and a dad.
Okay. How are they able to get the butterfly and the shrimp to have sex?
Okay. See, this is exactly where I was going.
Okay, sorry.
This is exactly where I was going because the dad is doing dad jokes.
It's oh,
like,
he is?
You know what they call butterfly shrimp? He's like, oh, I don't know. How do they make a butterfly and a shrimp get together? So like exactly that same joke.
Yeah, see?
And then he's like, do you know what they do? Do you know what butterfly shrimp do? They fly right into my mouth. And of course the mother and the two kids are just like, I thought of you because he's making dad jokes. He's making bad, bad pun dad jokes. And in fact, you actually just did
the actual joke.
One of the actual jokes.
I would love to see that commercial because I feel like I would could, you know.
No,
they're speaking to me.
No, they are speaking directly to you because.
Isn't Church's chicken like always spicy?
This is Popeyes.
Popeyes. Sorry, Popeyes.
I don't think so.
Is Popeyes
you can
chicken
spicy
always...
chicken. You can do spicy
Does
or regular.
Well, I'm not. No. I'm not really a big spicy fried chicken.
They have just regular fried chicken. You can get it spicy, but you can also just get their regular that's not spicy.
Okay.
I like their spicy.
And their butterfly shrimp sounds delicious.
Well, yeah, but when you do those jokes, I want everybody out there driving or listening to us on their phones or on their computers or whatever, just imagine that Alex and I are the two kids banging our head on the wall whenever Darren does those puns.
You are the two kids of LeVar Ball last night on WWE.
No, those kids looked like they were having fun. Like they looked like
you
they
have
were...
fun when I make bad jokes.
Well,
sometimes
we heavy sigh and then just try to move on.
I've been practicing
and limit the damage. Practicing got, what? Bad jokes?
Oh, yeah, but I got some great ones.
Get ready with the music, Alex. We may need
All right, yeah.
We may need it at some point
no,
tonight.
No, maybe I'll just throw one out. Not now. I'm not saying now. But like, surprise! Sometime, you know, I'll just give you one.
It doesn't surprise me. It just irritates me.
Well, the first is a bit of surprise, followed by a little bit of bile, and then a little bit of anger. But that's
Fair
your surprise.
Okay, yeah.
Surprise is the first thing.
Yes.
Boo!
So... Oh, my gosh. Why is Mark wearing sunglasses?
It's a cool thing. It's a cool thing to
so
do.
So we've got the Rockies game up, and they're en route. And Mark
Stout,
who's a guy we both used to work with at another radio station way back when. And
J-Core.
Yeah. Yeah, it was J-Core at the time. Now it's IR
everybody
radio.
Knows Mark Stout's past. Everything that happened with him and D-Mac.
I just want to say the word. Oh God. I actually
when
was.
When they all went to. They got felonies.
I was producing 9 months to Know when they did that.
And you didn't want to know.
Well, we actually went over there and sat down and did a one-on-one interview with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where they expressed a lot of remorse.
Mark felt
Honest
pretty bad
to
about
God,
it.
We didn't know that turkeys couldn't fly.
So
it's the honest to God, I didn't know the turkeys couldn't fly defense is what they actually call it.
But that's when he'd moved from AM to FM. Like, I don't think he was doing AM very much at that point.
No.
It was pretty much just specifically FM. I forgot all about that. I had forgotten all about what they did and that we had to go and interview them. It was actually pretty cool. They were not super remorseful. They were like, yeah, well, in the future, I guess we won't do this again.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Now I got off track. The sunglasses, it surprised me. We've got the Root Sports on, getting ready to watch the game, and Mark Stout's wearing.
Well, you want to know what else is going to surprise you?
Aviator
is some guy in the outfield for the Rockies that you probably have never heard of, Troutman or Mustache or something.
Okay, well, I mean, at this point, I feel like Bud Black's trying everything he can, like just throw some guys out there and see what happens.
Okay, well,
and that's okay.
The problem is that your highest rated prospects in your system right now, they're not of the major league squad. Are super young. So when I talk about Riley Pint being the third best pitcher, but he's 19. So, you know, I'm not sure he's someone that you want to necessarily bring up this year unless you absolutely have to.
Well, I think this is very similar to what Kansas City went through a few years ago where they kind of came onto the scene a year early and they overachieved when they went to the World Series that first year. But then the next year, those youngsters grew up. And hey, if you can play basketball at the age of 19 in the NBA, I don't know why you can't play baseball at 19.
You can play at 19. You can play at 18. Just ask Doc
Gooden. Yeah.
I was going to say Rivers, but that would have been wrong.
No, Doc Gooden.
There's too many doctors out there.
Well, we'll see what happens with the Rockies. We've got some other sports and other things, and I don't see a pie cake here, so I'm going to see
I'm
going to
go check
happened.
My car.
Okay.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this. Only on Mile High Sports.
You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, 'cause you don't need to discuss much.